Great, it's time to terminate. So stop by Mattress Firm to rejuvenate and save up to $400 on all the best brands. Mattress Firm.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
Sometimes men take matters into their own hands.
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller.
Obviously talking about unmarried
gold
men.
Gold dust at my feet.
Oh, yeah.
On sun,
married men
sun
never have to do that.
Street.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome. Welcome one and all. Young and old, men and women, boys and girls, all colors, shapes, creeds, regardless of race, religion, or creed. What is creed, Peon? What does that mean, creed? We don't really know, do we?
Is that
regardless
like
of
heritage?
Race, religion, or
like
creed? I don't believe
that, well,
it is. That's one of those things we hear all the time. We don't even really know what it means. Regardless of race, religion, or creed. And then there's the word. Then there's the word credo. It's sort of the same, or derivative, or I don't know. We're going to try to enlighten ourselves. What does it say?
A system of Christian or other religious belief, a faith, but that would be religion.
So why say race, religion, or creed if creed is religion?
The second definition, the same thing. Or the third one is a set of beliefs or aims that guide someone's actions.
Huh. Creed is also the name
morals.
Of a band.
Why don't you just say morals?
Yeah. Why don't you say regardless of race, religion, or morals? Creed was a band.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was the voice of bass player for the Johnson Shut-Ins, Dan Strauss.
No, the Southside Johnny Band.
Well, here we are Monday, the three of us just back from Barnes Hospital. Is Barnes Jewish? Do you have to say Barnes Jewish?
I don't know, because isn't Jewish Hospital separate?
No, they were separate. They used to be. There was Jewish Hospital and Barnes Hospital.
That was Barnes Jewish.
Here's how stupid we are about things we should know about. Yeah. I think it's Barnes Jewish, but everybody just says Barnes.
Yeah.
And I was so stupid, I used to think many years ago you had to be Jewish to go there. Like if you were really sick and you weren't Jewish, sorry, this is Barnes Jewish. You have to go to another hospital. And what is that? A Christian hospital, Jewish, Baptist hospital? Why? I guess that's who, what, pays for?
I guess. I don't know.
I have
like
no
St.
idea.
John's and.
Well, that's always a Catholic hospital.
Yeah.
So you have Jewish hospitals, Catholic hospitals, Christian hospitals, and then specific Christian hospitals like something Methodist hospital, Lutheran hospital, or Baptist hospital. And not all hospitals have to have an affiliation with a religion, because then there's general hospital or something city hospital.
Yeah,
how does it all work?
Everybody goes to every hospital.
Right.
So you know, what's the point?
I had my, when I was 5 years old, my tonsils were taken out at a Catholic hospital, and that's the first time I ever saw a nun in the traditional black and white Sally Field Flying Nun habit. And I remember how odd. I'd never... And they called her sister, and I thought, man, she's got a lot of brothers and sisters, because everybody, hey, sister. And they had to explain to me, I'm 5 years old. No, they're called sisters, and they're nuns, and on and on and on. So we the three of us, are back from Barnes, and we went down because a coworker of ours has been in the hospital for 4 months. His name is Minnie P. His nickname is John Beaver. His real name is Minnie Pig.
And I put that on his board, too.
Yeah. Dan goes in, and you know, in the hospital room, your name is up on a board. Dan takes a marker and puts beside his name Minnie Pig. And this guy, and I know that most of you don't know him, but I guess my point is here, on any given day, the nicest, most beautiful day in the world or the worst day in the world. There are millions of people in the country. And let's just take St. Louis. Let's think about the thousands of people who'd give anything to be out of that hospital room on what we would think is the worst day of the year. The rainiest, nastiest, coldest, they would love. I asked him today, I said, what's the first thing you want to do? He's about to undergo a double lung transplant. And he said, real weakly, go home, go home. And I'm sure that's true. And I said, after you get home, you know, what's the first, I forgot what he said. I said, what's the first thing you want to do after you get home?
Vacation.
Oh, vacation. Yeah. And that was the right answer, because had he said, I can't wait to get back to work at KTRS, I would have ordered psychiatric evaluation.
Put a hold on him.
Yeah.
His mom did say the nurses are you crazy? He goes, I just want to go to work. I think he just wants to get out of there.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter
compared
where
to what
he goes.
He wants to get back to his normal.
Here's how horrible his ordeal is. He'd rather be here than where he is. That's how bad it is. But it's I don't know. It does something good for you when you go and remind yourself that's a big place. And that's just one hospital. It's Missouri Baptist, there's St. John's, and they're all full of people. And all these people are stuck in these hospital rooms. They'd love to be able to get out and experience a day that we think is a horrible, miserable day. You know, I backed out of my garage today. And I'm always thinking of something else. I really don't pay attention when I'm driving like I should. And I backed out and knocked my right mirror off on the side of the garage door. And then my first initial reaction was, that ruined my day. And then I remembered where I was headed. Oh, wait a minute. I'm going down to Barnes to see a guy who's going to have a lung transplant. That's not so bad. Any of those people in the hospital would love to have a day where they knock a mirror off. So if you, you know, if you know somebody who's in the hospital and they've been there a while and they're going to be there a while, take an hour out of your day and go by and say hello. And then once again, I was blown away by these people who work in these hospitals. Nothing against doctors. But, Doc, you know you get more than your share of attention. As Dr. So-and-so, you get some perks, you get some privileges.
You know, the accolades, too, of successful surgery.
And if something works out well, if we're in good hands, the hands of Dr. whatever. Granted, not to take away from doctors, but without the nurses, nurse practitioners, without a whole staff of people, Dr. So-and-so wouldn't have been able to pull it off. And I maintain that in many cases, nurses, especially, and nurse practitioners, are so ignored. I mean, the most, how should I put this without it coming off badly? It always seems to me that the connection and the real compassion and caring comes from the nursing staff. The doctor is, and maybe it's deliberate that he has sort of a cold distance and barrier. Doesn't mean he's not warm or have a bedside manner, but it's the clipboard, how you feeling, on to the next one, where these nurses and nurse practitioners and assistants seem to go out of their way. Well, I understand we took two steps today. Good for you. Those are the people who light up the room when you come in. So to you nurses and nurse practitioners, and then what else is there? And what is a nurse? What's the difference?
A nurse practitioner is almost a doctor. They can see a patient.
They can write prescriptions.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they're like in between the doctor and the nurse.
Yeah.
But they all matter. And they all have a special gift. Because Pion and I were talking about it, and Dan, when we left, I said, could either one of you work here? And we all agreed we couldn't do it. We couldn't do it. Couldn't get up and every day go and be around that. People sick and people fighting for their lives and people. And now look, not everybody's in there as it's a life-threatening thing, but you're going to have to be able to deal. I couldn't do it. I couldn't. And rarely do you ever encounter the mean nurse. It happened to me, well, once that I can remember. And here's the thing. When you're in a hospital and your son, and John Beaver is somebody's son. He's Rose's son. And when you're in there with your kid, I don't care if your kid's 5 years old or 40 years old, it's a big deal. And you want the best people, the best equipment, the best hospital. And my son, when he was six and had heart surgery, I was in the room with him, and I was holding his hand, and this bitch nurse came in, and it's the way she said it. She actually took my hand and pulled it away and said, let go of his hand. I have to give him a... And the way she did it, she I guess, forgot for a moment that I'm sitting there with a kid. I'm scared to death. Might not make it. It's heart surgery. And when she did that and yanked my hand away, I looked at her and I said, get out of this room and don't ever come back in this room. And she just stared at me. And I said, go. Now, this was at Children's. And this was many, many, many years ago. My goodness, this was 27 years ago. And the doctor walked in, and there was some kind of hubbub in the hall, and some nurses. He says, is there a problem? And I said, yes. And I told him what happened. And another worker there, thank goodness, looked at him and said, she really was rude the way she did it. And I said, Doc, can you make sure she never comes in here again? I don't want her near me. And he said, done. And we never saw her again. That's a rare, rare exception. In fact, it's such an exception. That's the only case like that I can think of. Usually these people, you know, you see patients just light up when Chrissy walks in or Jim or whoever it is that's been coming in and checking on them for weeks or maybe months. And then I think it has to be kind of tough. How could it not be tough when that person leaves the hospital if you are that nurse or that nurse practitioner who was every step of the way along? It's got to be kind of tough to see them go home. I mean, you want them to go home, but how can you not wonder how they're doing a month later? 2 months later. But you can't possibly let that clutter your head up. I mean, you're talking about hundreds of people you'd have to keep track of. So good for you. Good for you, hospital folks, for doing what you do the way you do it. Burke segment, do we have anything?
I don't.
I don't either. Just that I I put on the Facebook page today that email you sent me over the weekend of the picture, the unfortunate... strategically placed shoe.
Oh, is that a great picture? On our go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/AMandThePM. Somebody sent me a group picture, and it's just a group picture, except when you take a good look at it. And wasn't the line something like, this is what happens when you, when shoes...
How one shoe can change a family picture.
Yeah. And the culprit is a single shoe. That's all we're going to tell you.
I do have something.
Go to Facebook. Okay, Dan Strauss, everybody.
Well, when Peon said Facebook...
You're welcome.
Facebook, our Facebook page and everything, I too put something on our Facebook page. It's this RV that goes into the water. It's called the Terrawind.
I love this idea. It turns into almost a houseboat.
Yes. Have you seen this thing?
No, but you told me about it.
You have to see this video. And someone had asked, they raised the question about being top heavy and falling over. Well, they've distributed the weight within this place in the RV. It's called the Terrawind.
And by the way, it wouldn't be any more top heavy than a houseboat would be because you've got a chassis.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so.
I think it'd be more stable.
But there's a video on there, and it shows this RV just driving into the water, and then they switch over for the transmission and the motor, and then the driver drives with a joystick or something like that, and the front wheels will turn also to help turn this
thing.
Like
a rudder.
Yeah, but there's an actual rudder on there, but it's a really cool video. It's called the Terrawind.
You know, and I've seen the latest incarnation or versions of these amphibious cars. You drive your car.
Right.
One's a Jeep. I don't know if you've seen it or not. It's all really fun to look at. And you go, wow, that's pretty cool. But the truth is, how many people really are going to spend the money that you need to spend to get? And how often do you really think, man, I wish I could drive my car right into that lake? How often does that? Because you've got to be dressed for it. You'd have. I mean, it's not just like on any day on the way home. I think I'll detour and drive across the lake. It's fun to look at.
Yeah, they don't give a price on this thing, but I can't imagine how much this thing is because it is. They show the inside then too, and it is really, really nice on the inside. And
8 people will buy one of those
The
world.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
Did you have something, Peon?
No.
Okay, let's close the Burke segment. Burke segment's officially closed. We have a few things to cover because we've had a weekend worth of stuff to talk about. I went to see Jersey Boys Friday, open Friday, so we went right away Friday and saw it. I'll give you my thoughts on that. You can probably already tell I'm not over the top over this thing, and I think Clint Eastwood has finally taken on a project that he botched. That's what I think. I think he was the wrong guy to direct this movie. But we'll talk about that and a bunch of other stuff. We've got a guy out in California who's a firefighter who is an avid and seasoned outdoorsman, and he's been missing for a week. And there was something about the story when I heard it this morning that really got my attention. We'll get into all that stuff. And, of course, we'll take your calls. Burke segment is over, so it's all yours. Let me give you the numbers now, and feel free to call. We're going to take a commercial break. We come back, it's all yours. And, of course, Jose Hernandez will be with us about 4:15. So be thinking of your tech questions, any questions you have about, you know, cell phones, TVs, computers, that kind of stuff. 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. We're in a hot spell here, hot streak. Oh, wasn't Saturday the longest day of the year?
Yeah, it was. Summer solstice.
It's already getting shorter.
So now you can depress yourselves by thinking that from now on, every day, what is it we lose? About a minute a day? About a minute of sunlight a day as we work our way slowly toward, hopefully, not a repeat of last winter.
Yeah.
And then there's the fact that it's not just hot, but it's so humid. Peon, when we went to the hospital, as we left the hospital, his shirt was soaking wet because you have to put on those little gown things. And that's just the weather we're in. So you want your air conditioning to be working right, which means you want to make sure you know the name Matheny. Matheny Heating and Cooling. 72 years in business. Family business. And a business that will work on anybody's heating and cooling system. And by anybody, I mean any residence, any business. They have huge companies, small companies, big houses, little houses, old buildings, old systems, new systems. Their people are trained to work on any of them. The brand, the model, the make doesn't matter. They have people that are constantly being trained so that they're up to speed on the latest and the greatest, as well as the old stuff. There's some old stuff out there that's still barely working. They'll keep it working as long as they can. If you live in St. Louis County or St. Charles County, with the tiny exception of just the very westernmost portion of St. Charles County, they'll be happy to have you as a new customer, and you'll be glad you became a new customer. So if it's not cooling the way you think it should be cooling, or not cooling at all, or you know it's time, as long as you've put it off and you've kept it on life support, but you know what you're facing, a new system, make sure you get the company that knows what they're doing when they put a new system in, because sometimes it's just not a matter of replacing components. It's a matter of making sure the ductwork and the returns, there's a lot to it. So get somebody that'll do it right. Matheny. Matheny Heating and Cooling, MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com.
Meet me.
Let's get a look at traffic. Southbound 270, when I was coming in, was a parking lot. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, that's all been cleared, Dan. I saw they had the accident southbound after Ladue, and then northbound they had a couple lanes blocked also. But that's all cleared, and all that mess is all thinned out. The problem we have now is on north and southbound 55. Southbound 55, just before Lindbergh, you've got an accident that's blocking the left lane. Traffic's starting to get a little slow as you go through that area. Then on northbound 55, just after Rebus, you've got a tractor-trailer oversized load that's stalled, and they've got the on-ramp, or the acceleration ramp, from Rebus onto northbound 55 blocked. So it's just a little heavy as you go through that area. Everything else is running pretty well. You do have a little bit more volume now on westbound 40 between Lindbergh through Highway 270. Eastbound 40 looks like it's still a little slow from Mason up through Highway 270. This report brought to you by Subway. Tuna lovers rejoice at Subway. Right now, you can enjoy this month's featured footlong with everything you love. Tuna is the $6 footlong special this June only. Subway, eat fresh. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
This station is live, local talk. That means local St. Louisans talking to other St. Louisans about things happening in St. Louis while we work, play, and live together in St. Louis.
The Big 550.
KTRS.
Depend on it.
Things don't go bump in the night. Intruders do. Strangers who are eager to help themselves to your hard-earned property. And if they have to hurt someone in the process, well, that's just part of the job. If you want to prevent intruders from invading your home, we want to give you a powerful free gift, one that may dramatically reduce your risk of a home break-in. For a limited time, the security experts at Protect Your Home are giving away a state-of-the-art ADT-monitored home security system, absolutely free, only if you call 1-800-900-1895. Stop the intruders before they get started by calling for your free ADT-monitored home security system. There's no better way to help protect your home and your family. Call in the next 5 minutes, and we'll even give you 4 additional sensors absolutely free. Call Protect Your Home, your ADT-authorized dealer, at 1-800-900-1895. That's 1-800-900-1895.
License numbers and terms available at protectyourhome.com. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring contract required.
It's the season that we're starting to turn on our air conditioner, and you want your air conditioner running at peak performance. Regardless of the make, regardless of the model, and regardless of how long you've had it, can I recommend Gelmish & Sons coming out and giving you a thorough update? At Gelmish & Sons, they will come out and they'll make sure your air conditioner is working in peak condition to save you as much as you can on your energy bills. But maybe, just maybe, you want to think about replacing your air conditioner or your heater. You got about a good 15 years out of your air conditioner, and maybe 20 years. At Gelmish & Sons, they will install a brand new full Lennox system air conditioner and heater for $2,695. That's $2,695 installed. Gelmish & Sons is the premier Lennox dealer. They've earned that due to their superior service in St. Louis since 1950. One company, one family, one mission, and that's quality heating and cooling. Gelmish & Sons, 314-993-1110 or gelmishandsons.com.
Our phones have been ringing off the hook with people who don't want to pay for an appraisal when their home loan doesn't get approved.
That'll never happen at Golden Oak Lending. This is Bob Ellman. If we can't close your loan, the appraisal is free.
If some lender asks for your credit card, hang up the phone and call Golden Oak Lending at 314-567-GOLD.
We don't need your card because at Golden Oak Lending, you pay nothing out of pocket.
We've been here in St. Louis for 14 years. Why would you go anywhere else?
Are you paying monthly PMI? Our mortgage insurance, we have a program that eliminates it, even if you don't have 20% equity. Find out if we can save you money.
Get a lower rate and a no-risk appraisal at Golden Oak Lending. Call 314-567-GOLD, 567-4653.
Golden Oak Lending, short my blues.
Rates are down to 3.375 fixed, 15-year APR 3.807, NMLS 1149.37, 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri. Call 567-GOLD.
How's your teeth? I got an offer for you. Dr. Bowen and Bowen Dental Care is welcoming a new dentist into the practice, Dr. Nudak. And Dr. Nudak, for a limited time only, has some extra capacity because she's new and she's starting her business with Bowen Dental Care. So for a limited time, 20% off all new patients that call and see Dr. Nudak. That's an unbelievable deal. Maybe you haven't been to the dentist in a while and you're thinking, you know what, I really need to go. Dr. Nudak will sit you down and take care of you. She's an expert when it comes to cosmetic dentistry, porcelain crowns, veneers, pediatrics, preventative care, you name it, she can handle it. So for the family dentistry, where are you thinking? Dr. Bowen and Bowen Dental Care. If you're a longtime customer, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And if you're not, come on over. 20% discount on all new patients. Dr. Bowen and Bowen Dental Care right there on Dunn Road in Florissant or BowenDentalCare.com. 1985 called. They want their bathroom back. Sound familiar? Might be time for Right Bath. Right Bath's certified team of experts will use quality fixtures and finishes. No cover-ups. I repeat. heat, no cover-ups. Right Bath will remove existing problems and fixtures and replace them with a new, timeless bathroom. For quality bathroom in just 5 days, visit rightbath.com or call Right Bath, 314-909-1820. Right Bath, fast, affordable, forever. Right Bath.
Want to know the secret to success, kid? One thing, the Grainger catalog and Grainger.com. Okay, that's two things. Oh, and Grainger's got mobile apps. Those sure are convenient. Three things to succeed. Hey, and 1-800-GRAINGER. I know that number by heart. Four things. There's hundreds of branches, too. Like I said, the one secret to keep this place running smoothly is Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Cher, is it Cher?
Wait, no.
No, not like Cher. His phones are all lit up, so we've either done something wrong and made a mistake, or we did something right, or you just want to talk, which is kind of unusual for Monday. It's kind of hard to get people moving on Monday, but we're glad to have your calls, and we'll get right to them. 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. We start with Bill. Hello, Bill.
Hey, Frank.
How are you?
AM in the PM.
Thank you very much.
Hallelujah.
What's going on?
Darn it, I just missed my 5-minute chance to get call such and such an advertiser of yours to get my free Duma Fletchy. But the reason for my call today, you were talking about the amphibious buses, motorhomes?
Yeah, Dan was. I haven't seen the video yet.
Okay. Well, you probably remember the Amphicar.
Well, they not only remember it, they have a newer, later, greater version that looks like a Jeep, and it is incredible.
Cool.
Yeah, but it's like 70 grand.
Oh, ow. Okay. Yeah. Well, my story's about, 30, 35 years ago. Somebody was taking an Amphicar home along a Gasconade and River to Pear, and the river was up and flooded. Traffic was backed up. So they decided to take a shortcut and just drove over and went home following the river.
Now that's when it'd be nice to have.
Yeah, it was great, except somebody saw the car go over and called the police. Somebody just drove into the river and...
Which is the first thing you would think if you saw a car going down the river.
Yeah, and they called the police, and there was a search going on. Finally, it hit the news, and somebody called, that was me. I have an Amphicar. Yeah, it's great. I have no idea if the guy was ticketed or anything, but yeah.
Hey, there are a lot of people in Minneapolis up where all this flooding is. I'd love to have an amphibious car right about now.
Oh, yeah, be able to get home at night.
You bet.
All right, well, thanks.
All right.
Hey,
all right. Bill, thank
you. It's a pleasure to speak with you guys.
You too, Bill.
You have a great afternoon.
All right, you too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, it's like the flying plane. How many years have we been told it's about to be certified by the
Flying car, you mean?
I mean, flying car, and the wings fold up, and you drive it, you drive down the street.
Right.
Oh, my goodness, the traffic's so bad, let's just fly over it. Yeah, it sounds like a great idea, but I've been hearing about this flying car since I was in grade school. I still have yet to see one go down the road. Hello, Jeff, how are you?
Yeah, I'm fine, guys. That's like the drive-it-yourself car. You know, We're close to the same age, I think, and you know you hear about that when you're a kid, and you think,
well, that actually though is going to happen. You and I won't live to see cars driving themselves to destinations, but that's going to happen.
Yeah. Two things that I called about. Well, first of all, AM and the PM
Thank
is always.
Hallelujah.
First of all, reason number one why I will not go see Jersey Boys in the spirit of one of my mentors, Mr. Trivia, I am a continuity freak. And I heard one of the reviewers on one of the shows Friday morning say the movie kind of starts out with them singing around a lamppost in 1951, right. And they're singing Silhouettes, which didn't exist for 5 years. Pay people to, you know, to...
And I'm not smart enough to know that, Mr. Trivia is, but there's so much else that I was disappointed in. Did you see the play? Did you see Jersey Boys?
I have not. My daughter tells me they do that in the play, too, which means I'm not going to.
No. The play is fantastic. Okay.
Is it?
Look, you and I aren't trivia experts. That little stuff doesn't bother me that much. The play, and I hate plays, is not really a play. It's like going to a Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons concert.
I'll have to give it a chance.
Yeah.
The other thing, I've been sitting on this for several weeks. When you were talking a few weeks ago about Buddy Holly, I remembered something years ago when I was on America Online and was in a Bobby V chat group. And I got an email from Bobby V himself, who confirmed this story. He kind of took over part of the tour for Buddy Holly. And apparently he had a piano player who sat in with his group for a short time, a guy named Bob, and it didn't work out. And Minnesota Bob left the group, moved to New York City, picked up the guitar and the harmonica, and the rest is history. That was Mr. Dylan.
No, Bob Dylan.
Yeah, see, and he is from Minnesota too. So I've been wanting to share that, and I finally got a chance.
Well, hang on a second. We do. We have Bob Dylan live by satellite right now. I can ask him to confirm. Bob, okay. Bob, is the story that Jeff just told us, is that story true?
I've been listening once upon a time. I grew up in Minnesota.
I think that means it's true. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, there you have it. Right from the horse's mouth. All right, Jeff.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Bye-bye. You know, Jeff stunned. He didn't expect to be live live with Bob Dylan. Yeah, you don't see that coming.
I'm in the pee.
I thought I shut it off. Hello, Marvin.
Hi, how are you doing?
We're doing great.
I'm AM in the PM.
Can you speak up?
I said I'm AM in the PM.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. You're speaking just fine.
but you're talking about bad experiences in the hospital. Well, back in 87, I had cancer, and whilst I was in the hospital, I got sick, believe it or not.
Wait a minute. And, you had cancer and you got sick.
Yeah, wow. And I got sicker.
I think being sick is secondary. Yeah, go ahead.
They put me in a wheelchair and took me down to do some tests. And on the way back to my room, I asked the guy, I was bundled up and all weak and couldn't hardly move. And I asked the guy what they found, and he told me, oh, they found 2 spots on your lungs and you're going to die. And, needless to say, I went to pieces when I got back to my room. And, well, they fired him, but they made him apologize to me and my family because my wife, she fell to pieces, and my dad wanted to kill him. So, but it went pretty bad.
Well, did you die?
Oh, no, I don't think he did. He was on the phone.
Oh, thank God. But
he actually told you the truth.
Was it somebody else's diagnosis?
Wait, he is going to die. You are going to die.
Well,
sooner or later.
Yeah,
hopefully not sooner. But, yeah, he scared me to death, scared my family to death.
I was already going
through a bad time anyway.
Yeah, he should have been removed from the facility. I have two people that I know, and each of these two people, each one was told, you have less than a year to live. That was, for my one friend, that was 15 years ago, and he is still alive and well. And the other guy, it happened to about 7 years ago, and they said, you have less than a year. So it really does pay to get a second opinion, and it also pays sometimes if you're that doctor or that nurse to shut up and make sure you know what you're talking about before you tell somebody that devastating news. That news could kill you.
Yeah, it hurt me pretty bad. I mean, I fell to pieces. He didn't say nothing. He just calmly said it. This nurse guy pushing me up in a room, just me and him alone on the elevator. And I got back up to the room, and they put me back in the bed, and I just went to pieces.
Well, sure
and
you
I
did.
Told my wife and my family.
Of course you did.
They went to pieces. So
Marvin,
had to apologize, and they wound up firing him over it.
Marvin, what kind of cancer did you have?
I had testicular cancer.
And you're okay now?
Oh, yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you, man.
Doing great.
All right.
I wouldn't wish that on nobody.
Well, I don't think anybody would. Thank you, Marvin.
You have a nice day.
You too.
Bye.
I love talking to people that beat that. This cancer. Here's my take. People talk about the cure for cancer. First of all, which cancer? There's a lot of cancers. We're not going to cure cancer. We're never going to. We can't cure a cold. All these years and we can't cure a cold. We're not going to cure cancer. We can maybe heal you. We're not going to eliminate it. Let's put it that way. We more and more, the success rates, the percentages are greater and greater and greater and greater. But we're never going to eliminate it. Hello, Brian. How are you?
How's it going, Frank?
It's going great, Brian.
I am in the PM.
Well, of course you are.
Hallelujah. I was listening to you earlier talking about the difference between a nurse practitioner and a registered nurse.
Right.
And I was going to relay how I found out the difference.
Okay.
About 6 years ago when I got one of my knees replaced, they had to give me a catheter.
Ooh, yeah.
Right. And the nurse practitioner came in and whipped it out of me. And then the registered nurse had to come in and clean up the mess I made all over the bed from getting the catheter pulled out.
Well, that's not really the difference. That's not exactly what I was looking for, is the difference in training or qualification.
Well, I guess the regular nurse wasn't qualified enough to pull it out, just to clean it up. Just
yeah. So that gives you an example, I guess, of the level of superiority or seniority. You want to go after that nurse practitioner.
When that happened, the other nurse said, "Oh, I'm going to have to get somebody to help you."
And I'll bet you the nurse that had to clean you up walked out and says, "I'm going back to school and become a nurse practitioner."
So she probably wished she did.
So I don't have to do this. So you're okay now, too, I take it.
Oh, absolutely.
All right,
Brian. I've been on a couple of trips with you since then.
Yeah,
oh, okay. Yeah. That's right. Double knee replacement, Brian. How's your hot wife?
My hot wife is doing excellent.
Beautiful. We only care about her. Never forget that, okay?
Oh, I know, and hopefully we're going to get to go on the trip with you all this year.
Well, it's sold out, but she'll get you in, okay? Are you in already, or have you not? Cause it's
no, we're not in yet because we got to wait and see if our son is going to be playing in a bowl game.
All right, well,
we can...
I sort of hope he does, and I sort of hope he doesn't, so you can go with us, if that makes sense. But, hey, man, I hope you can go with us. It's fun to have you along.
I appreciate it, bud, and I always enjoy it. It's always
Brian.
A great time.
Yeah, it is. Thank you, Brian.
Take care. Have a great day.
Yeah. Brian's wife, Connie, if you remember.
Oh, yeah.
And didn't just win in our group the resort.
Oh, yeah.
Poolside bikini beauty contest. She won the whole thing.
Yep.
Yeah. And he, like so many of us, married up.
Right.
Does not deserve her. You look at him, you look at her, and you go, okay, he must have a lot of money. Or... Like
something else.
Minnie P's dad today says women go for a guy if he has one or all of three things. And he never specified it, but I know what two of them are.
Well, he did have to have both knees replaced, so maybe he was carrying around something for
maybe
all those
something
years.
Was yeah. weighting him down and putting an extra strain on those knees. So maybe he has the most important of those.
Wait
three
a minute,
things.
I had two knee surgeries.
Well, it's not always the case.
Hello, Ray.
Hi, Frank.
How you doing?
Oh, good. AM and a PM.
Well, of course you are. Hallelujah. What can we do for you?
Oh, how's that Corvette real quick?
That Corvette is unbelievable.
Yeah, isn't that fun?
It's the most fun. You know, prior to this, I said the most fun I ever had driving a car was I drove a Lotus, and that was the most fun I'd ever had until this Corvette. It is now the most fun I've ever had driving a car.
Amen. Amen. That's, I had one. The reason I called, you were talking about your son being in the hospital and the nurse.
Right.
Yeah, and her crude behavior. I had an aunt that was a nun. We were all raised Catholic, and my mom was in the hospital, and she lost one of the children. She lost her little baby, and maybe a day or two old. And so mom was upset, and she was crying. And my aunt, who was a nurse at St. Mary's Hospital in St. Louis here, she goes, "Shape up, you know, shape up," and she slapped mom a couple times.
Whoa, she slapped her?
Yeah, I slapped her.
She was a nun, you said, or a nurse?
Pardon me?
Yeah, she was a nurse or a nun?
Well, she's a nun and a nurse, you know.
Oh,
she,
goodness.
You know, so, I never saw it because my sister was telling me this because mom told that to her. So... Anyway,
you did it. Go ahead. Act like it never happened. Keep moving.
Okay. So after my sister told me that, I said, well, okay, remember what she did. When my mom died, 30 years ago, being Catholic, mom had a rosary that she used to use a lot when she's in the hospital. So when mom's laid in the casket, this nun comes up the casket and pay her respects, and she grabbed that rosary out of mom's dead hands, says, "Here, she don't need that anymore."
Oh, come on.
Was this this is your aunt, right? So this is your mom's sister?
And so she gave it to, I don't know, mom's sister who was there from Ohio. So you know, just shows you how some people are.
I think we got a new reality video, Nuns Behaving Badly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Man.
Yeah, that was terrible. So, well, anyway, she's gone. Real quick, one other thing.
Sure.
Oh, about 50 years ago, Darcy Schrader, who had a car dealership in Kirkwood, he was coming down to Merrimack in his little car in the middle of the river. And I was like, I don't know, 10, 15 or something. So what in the world? And so if you remember the name of those cars, which I don't remember now.
There was a specific name. I don't remember it either.
Yeah, but it was something to see, you know.
Darcy Schrader, the former race car driver?
Well, he was a Kirkwood policeman.
Okay, different guy. I think there was a Darcy. I want to say Schrader, who's a race car driver.
Yeah.
Ended up with a restaurant at the lake. Probably a different person.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'll let you go.
Hi, Ray.
It could have been his son.
Okay.
All right, well, thank you, Frank.
Thank you, Ray.
All right, bye-bye.
I like his voice.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
He could be a cowboy or something, or a lot of things. We have to do a little business. I love these calls. Monday, this is like a Thursday. So hang on and be patient or call back. We're going to do some business, take a break, do some news. Jose is in. I will tell you that. We really only need calls for Jose, so we'll have to clear the lines. And then hopefully you folks that want to get in here, after Jose's out, it's all yours. We'll jump back in. Schaefer, S-C-H-A-E-F. Isn't that a big name of a pen company? Wasn't Schaefer Pen? Didn't that used to be a big pen? Bic and I think a Schaefer was a real big name in pens. Here's what it's a big name in now. Body Work. You have an accident? S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R.
The pen had two Fs.
Ah, that's the difference. It says one F and it has a C in it. And this is the only name that you'll ever need to know. See, if you listen to this show, one of the great things that happens to you is you get a short list of all the names you'll ever need to get by in life. You'll have a great dentist. You'll have a great heating and cooling company. You'll blah, 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 down the line. You'll know where to get your windows. You'll know where to buy your Chevy. You'll know where to get rehab. And you're going to know where to take your vehicle if you get in an accident. And it's not only the place you're going to want to take it. Your insurance company is going to want you to take it there, too. They love Schaefer. Think about it. They're writing most of the check. The biggest part of that, you're paying the deductible. They're paying the rest. So they want it done right, too. They want to pay for it twice to have it done again. So they like Schaefer, too. It's one of the most recommended body shops by insurance companies. Here's what you can expect. You can expect, of course, the body work to be perfect. And what you won't expect, but what you'll get, is all the other service that you get, helping with everything you can think of, from the working with the insurance company to helping you with a rental car to taking you where you need to go or pick you up or pick the car up. Boom, boom, boom. I get emails and have for years and years and years about how people are blown away with Schaefer. So please do me a favor. Hopefully you won't have an accident. But if you do, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. Schaefer. Seven locations, soon to be eight, any day now. Schaefer Auto Body Centers.
Meet me.
All right, someone called in and said there's an accident or a problem on 55 southbound. They were stopping around Lindbergh. Here's Tim Weiland to fill you in on the rest of traffic. Tim?
Yeah, 55 has been the problem here. You've got an accident southbound 55 just before Lindbergh that's blocking the left lane, and traffic is already backed up now almost to River de Pere. We have northbound 55. That on-ramp is partially blocked from Rivas Barracks onto northbound 55. It's a tractor-trailer with an oversized load. We've got a new accident. It's on westbound 40 at Lindbergh, blocking the left lane, traffic backing to McKnight. And then westbound 44, it's at Broadway, which is right by the Museal Bridge overpass there. You've got an accident blocking the left lane, starting to get quite a bit of a backup there. Eastbound 40 is already slow now from Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. This report brought to you by Subway. It's avocado season at Subway. Add rich, creamy avocado to any salad or sub, like the turkey and bacon avocado. Subway, eat fresh. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, I'm Martin Kilcoin. Informed, smart, balanced, entertaining, and raised in Missouri. It's Jim Bohannon Overnights. Starts Tuesday on the Big 550 KTRS.
My name is Don, and a lot of stuff happens to me. My wife even calls me Disaster Don once in a while, but that's not fair. I'm just a little unlucky. I mean, who hasn't been to the hospital for a giraffe bite? Ah! And engines fall out of cars all the time, right? But since that stuff happened, I needed a lot of cash at once. So I called Cash Call at 855-590-CASH.
At Cash Call, we can lend you a big chunk of money so you can handle all your unexpected expenses at one time. You can borrow $2,600 to $25,000 by tomorrow with no collateral and make monthly payments or pay it back all at once.
Yeah, Cash Call lent me enough money for everything. And uh-oh, is that lightning? Again?
If you need a lot of cash all at once, make the cash call at 855-590-CASH. Because dealing with the unexpected doesn't make you a disaster. It makes you just like everyone else.
Subject to credit approval. Additional documentation required. Loans will be made pursuant to Missouri Consumer Credit Loan License 367-03-3042.
Looking for a brand new Missouri winery? Look no further. You found Yellow Farmhouse Winery. It's in Defiance. Take Highway 94 to Defiance. You can't miss it. It's a big, giant yellow farmhouse, hence Yellow Farmhouse Winery. Wines outstanding. Their Norton is fabulous. 10 different wines made right there at Yellow Farmhouse Winery. Their Norton, their Chamberson, and Rosé. To find out more, yellowfarmhousewines.com. We'll see you there in Defiance at Yellow Farmhouse Winery.
The world is very different since Geico started saving people money over 75 years ago. This interweb thing? Not around. You wanted to know the answer to something? You just asked Old Man Russell. And if he didn't know, he made it up. That's why everyone in my town thought lightning bugs were filled with real lightning. Hey, we weren't always the sharpest tools in the shed, but we knew Geico was a smart deal.
Geico, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
All right. I mentioned rehab earlier, and I told you if you really become AM the PM and you... You know, keep good notes or just remember, we'll load you up with all the right people you're going to need in your life. And if you don't now, at some point in your life, you might need physical therapy or pain management. We have you covered. APG, Associated Physicians Group. It's a good idea, too, to go to their website from time to time and just check on seminars, because these seminars are very successful. And they always fill up, because they're only looking for about 40 people. They want them to be, you know, intimate, and people can ask all the questions they want to. So I'll give you the site in a minute. You can go and check on seminars. Here's what you need to know. They're in the physical therapy and pain management business. They want to give you your mobility back and relieve your pain and help you enjoy whatever it is that you like to do. And there are three clinics. They're all in Illinois, Fallon, Swansea, and Edwardsville. Now, there is a clinic in Missouri, in Creve Coeur. They do one thing. At this point, more to come, and that is alternative to knee replacement. That's available in Illinois, too, but in Creve Coeur, alternative to knee replacement program. Worth taking a look at, and you can do that at their website and find out so much more. APGPain.com. APGPain.com. Don't go away. Jose's coming in a few minutes, 4 o'clock at the Big 550.
From ABC News... I'm Sherry Preston. There were arrests at truck stops, motels, and casinos, men and women caught online as well at a nationwide child prostitution